This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Dr. Karen M. Wyatt, author of What Really Matters, Seven Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying, who is a family physician who has spent her 25-year medical career working with patients in challenging settings such as hospices, nursing homes, and indigent clinics. She has twice testified at Senate briefings on integrated medical care combining physical and behavioral health, which she helped create and implement in her clinic for the uninsured. Dr. White is also the author of A Matter of Life and Death, Stories to Heal Loss and Grief, as well as the ebooks Loss and Grief Survival Guide and Coping with Life-Threatening Illness, and is a frequent lecturer for hospices and other groups on end-of-life issues. Welcome, Dr. Karen, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, likewise. So tell us, how have you handled the career transition from full-time medical practice to author?
Well, it's been quite a challenge and a very big change in my life to go from medical practice, which is really driven, it's really a hectic pace and driven by stress and crisis much of the time. And I found that being in that mode didn't work well at all for being an author. So I really had to relearn how to be in a more relaxed and calm mode and be quiet and still every day in order to tap into my creativity for writing. So it was quite a big transition for me. And also, just leaving the office setting where I was around people all day and seeing patients all day long, to being totally alone, because writing is such a solitary occupation, that has been a big challenge for me. But I have found that I'm in a much better balance as a person right now, as far as getting exercise and taking care of myself and meditating. Like, writing has been conducive to that, at least to a healthier lifestyle.
So what or who inspired you to write What Really Matters?
Well, I started working in hospice initially as a volunteer. I started out just as a volunteer medical director visiting some patients. And as I got more and more involved in that work, I found that I was learning so much from the dying patients that I was working with and from their families. And over the years, I started to realize that my whole view of life was changing because of what I learned from these hospice patients, and that it actually taught me how to live a much richer and fuller life by seeing people who are at the very end of their lives and learning from them what they felt mattered in life. And eventually I decided, you know, these are such important lessons. I really wanted to write them down to be able to tell the stories to other people. And a lot of the patients I worked with also, when they would tell me their stories, regretted the fact that they wouldn't be able to go on and spread the word and tell their stories to more people, knowing they were at the end of their lives. So I took with me this sense of obligation to those patients to tell the stories for them. And that was behind my initial motivation for writing the book and making sure everyone got to hear these stories and learn the lessons.
What do you believe really matters after writing this book?
Well, the number one lesson that I came away with is to understand that the purpose of life here really is to just become the best people that we're capable of being, no matter what that is. And for each one of us, that's something different. And but also that everything that happens to us in life, including our suffering, is intended to support that process of growth and to help us become who we were meant to be. And so the most important thing we can do is embrace everything that comes to us in life, even the things that seem negative or seem bad to us. Our suffering and our losses are things we can utilize to help us grow and to help us become the people that we're meant to be.
Today we are with Dr. Karen M. Wyatt, author of What Really Matters, Seven Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying, who is a family physician who has spent her 25-year medical career working with patients in challenging settings such as hospices, nursing homes, and indigent clinics here on eHealth Radio, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Karen, who can benefit the most from reading this book?
Well, I believe anyone who is looking for a way to cope with the difficulties of life, anyone who's going through a difficult time or struggling or trying to find some sort of meaning in the occurrences of their lives. And a lot of people who've benefited from it so far have been people suffering with chronic illnesses or life-threatening illnesses, also people who are dealing with grief. Those of us who are baby boomers are all facing losing our parents, and we're also facing our own aging and seeing life change before our eyes as we get older and start to lose some of our physical abilities. And so the book is really meant for people going through those kinds of transitions and difficult times as in a way to provide some guideposts and some hope for how to make it through a tough time and come out on the other side being a better person for it.
How have you been able to overcome our society's reluctance to talk about death and dying?
Well, I have found that telling stories has been one of the most effective ways I've been able to get people to really listen and hear the message. And that's been the value of having worked with so many patients who are at the end of their lives and just having a storehouse of interesting stories of people's lives and how they've handled the end of their lives. When I do tell people stories, I found that they can almost always relate to the story in one way or another. That usually helps put people at ease and even bring them around to a level of comfort at talking about their own fears and their own experiences in life, and helps us make a lot of progress in terms of dealing with that subject. But it is a difficult subject in our society in particular. People tend to want to avoid it and not really think about it, but I believe it's so important. That's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, is to encourage people to start talking about death and dying and the fact that we will not always be here, and we need to plan ahead, and we need to keep that in mind as we go through life, and use the fact that our life is limited to help us find even deeper value and meaning in life.
Which three lessons from the book should readers pay attention to right now?
Well, the first and most common thing that I heard from people who are at the end of their lives is that they wish that they had spent more time giving love to other people. They wish that they had talked to people and told them how much they love them, and wish that they had just spent more time developing love in their lives. So that's the number one lesson I tell people about, is don't neglect to love other people and let them know that you love them and show them your love. That seems to be extremely important for people when at the end of life, as they look back on their lifetime. But hand in hand with love is the act of forgiveness, because once we really love people, we will be required to forgive them for things, because we're all human and we all make mistakes and things go wrong in life. And so those two really go together. You can't really love someone unless you're able to practice forgiveness. And for many dying patients, forgiveness became a task that they really wanted to work on before they died. They had people in their lives that they needed to forgive, and they needed to be forgiven by. So that was one of the tasks that they really wanted to complete in their last days before they died. And the take-home message for me has been to work on forgiveness right now, not wait until the end, but make that a constant practice in my life every day, to work on what do I need to forgive today? How can I be in a more forgiving stance in every moment of my life? And then The third lesson that I would say to pay attention to is trying as much as possible to enjoy the present moment. Enjoy whatever is around you right now. And set aside worrying about the future or regretting the past, and just make the most of everything that you have right in front of you right now, and savor that. And that was one of the beautiful things I saw, that even patients who were in their very last days of life, who had little energy and little physical health yet, still managed to enjoy the sunset and enjoy music and to just take it all in and savor it. And I think we really don't have a moment to waste. None of us know how long we'll be here. And so the more we can just enjoy everything that's around us and that's been given to us in this life, then the richer experience we will have with life.
Certainly some sobering information and certainly great information to dwell on here. Dr. Karen, where can our listeners be in touch with you or be in contact with you online?
Through my website, which is www.karenwyattmd.com. So it's karenwyattmd.com. And my books are available to purchase online, but also through Amazon and at most bookstores. They can be ordered through bookstores.
Very good. We've been talking with Dr. Karen M. Wyatt, author of What Really Matters, 7 Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying. And the website of reference, once again, is KarenWyattMD.com. Dr. Karen, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
And we certainly did as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the General Health Channel here on the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for tuning in. And until next time, enjoy.